Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is JT. How may I help you?
I got a call from my credit card company today about a charge, I guess, from you guys. So I was
All
trying to call and find out what was going on.
right, ma'am. Well, can I get your zip code so I can see if you may have an account with us?
53954.
Thank you, ma'am. And can I get your first and last name, please?
Michelle Rogers.
Thank you, ma'am. Give me one brief moment while I search for your account. Right, ma'am. And for security purposes, can you verify the billing address that we have on file, ma'am?
My address, 202 Maple Street in Partyville.
Thank you. Thank you for verifying your account with us, ma'am. Well, Ms. Rogers, it seems that, you got the Nutra Slim Keto and Cleanse on the 8th of April. You paid the $7.45 and the $6.70. See, they may have had a goal of losing weight or getting into shape. The keto does help with boosting your metabolism to burn off more fat, while the cleanse helps detoxify your body. Do you have any, I see that on the, but you did not cancel any 14-day trial. So I see that you were billed the full amount as of yesterday. When you paid that 14-day, got that 14-day free trial, it was 4 days of shipment, 10 days of trial. If you did not cancel, if you canceled in the 14-day trial, you got the product for free. That's why we say the 14-day free trial. But if you do not cancel in the 14-day trial, you'll be first billed the full amounts of the product that you received during the 14-day trial. And then after you pay the amounts that you received during that trial, then you'll be put on a reoccurring billing cycle each month for that particular product until you call back and cancel, ma'am.
Okay. My sister did not tell me any of that, so I did not realize she was signing up for something.
Oh.
She said that it was just some trial thing she wanted to try and asked if I could pay the shipping or whatever it was on my card.
Yes.
And I said, that's fine. So absolutely not. I am not paying that kind of money for something like that.
Well, I see that the $91.89 was declined, so that one didn't even go through. The only one that went through was the $92.90. The other $91.89 didn't go through at all.
So there's two charges?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I am not authorizing this.
Well, I apologize, ma'am, if the terms and conditions were unnoticed to her. Our charges were stated in our terms and conditions. But I understand that you tried to do have a goal with this product. Are you satisfied or is your
I'm not taking it. So what do we need to do to correct this? It's not my daughter, it was my sister.
Your sister?
I was trying to do her a favor.
Oh.
So what, because she didn't have a credit card to use for it. So what do I need to do to correct this? Because I absolutely am not comfortable being charged $95 on my card. So I authorized a shipping payment, and that was it.
I understand, ma'am. Well, I can't really do anything about that $92.90 since it's a valid
okay,
card.
Okay, so I need...
But I can...
No, I'm going to dispute it with my credit card company because I absolutely am not comfortable with this.
Well, I understand you not being comfortable with it because it is a very large charge, man. The $92.90, I'd be upset myself.
I am very upset. I have two kids that I'm trying to provide for. So I absolutely cannot afford to pay $92 for something like that.
I understand, ma'am. Well, let me see if I can help you out here. Let me see if I can do something to help you out. Give me one brief moment, ma'am. All right, ma'am.
Yeah.
I just came back and I talked to my supervisor. She says, as a gratuity, since you, she understands that you're upset. So she said that she can issue you a 35% refund, $92.90 as a gratuity.
What?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I speak to her?
I'm more than capable of handling this call, ma'am, since it'll just be the same thing reiterated. But if you don't want the 35%, let me see if I can get you. Let me check our database and see if I can get you something different. Give me one brief moment, ma'am.
Yeah, I got it.
All right, ma'am. I was just checking into our database, and actually, I could give. I see that that I can give you a 50% refund on the $94.97.
No, absolutely not.
No.
No, this is ridiculous. Is this some kind of scam?
Well, ma'am, it's not a scam since it is listed.
I'm feeling pretty scammed right now. I am not going to lie.
I understand that, ma'am. And I apologize if our terms and conditions were unnoticed to your sister.
Okay, was this sent to my email?
Yes, ma'am. Confirmation email was sent out to catlover1983@hotmail.com.
I got a confirmation for $7 and something mm-hmm. that she had me pay.
Yes.
There was nothing in there that said that I was going to be charged $180.
Click the website. The link. The website should have the link. Once you click the link, scroll all the way to the bottom, and the terms and conditions should either be on the left or right hand side. I can't remember which side. If it's not at the very top, you will click terms and conditions. And you should scroll down just a little bit, and you'll see in trial terms, and that's where it states our terms and conditions, ma'am. But since you don't want these 50% discount, let me go to my supervisor and see if I can get her to give me something more, or you know, try to help me out a little bit so I can help you out more. One brief moment, ma'am. All right, ma'am. So I went back to her and I went to get a higher refund. And she said that she couldn't do a full refund, but she said she can go 75%. And I managed to calculate what percent that is, 75% of that, ma'am. So you would actually be getting a good... You'll be getting $69.67, ma'am, with the 75% refund.
You're joking, right?
No, ma'am. You'll actually be getting $69.67.
Listen, I'm not getting anything. What I'm doing is I'm getting ripped off.
How so, ma'am?
The service wasn't for me. So,
right.
Two, you're just simply taking money from me.
Well, ma'am, and our system,
and
the
you're,
way...
No, this is not an authorized charge for me.
Well, ma'am, and our... It does... I understand that You're frustrated.
You don't understand. Do you understand what it's like to try to raise two kids by yourself?
Well, yes, ma'am. I've
actually understand?
Yes, ma'am. I actually have five.
You have five children, and you do it by yourself on minimum wage. Do you do it on minimum wage? This is ridiculous. Let me talk to her then. I want to talk to your supervisor.
All right, ma'am. Well,
I will not be scammed.
Well, ma'am, I'm sorry that you...
Can I talk to her?
Sure.
If she's right there, let me speak to her.
Well, she's not right here. I actually have to email her, ma'am. That's why I've been trying to go back. I've been having to go to different emails.
You're emailing her.
Mm-hmm. Because every time I try to go and find her and talk to her in person, so she just sends me a quick email over my laptop.
I want my money back. That's my bottom line.
Unfortunately,
this is definitely poor business.
Well, ma'am, unfortunately, it is a valid charge because it is stated in our terms and conditions that you will be billed $92.90 if you don't cancel. And it's the reason why we stated in our terms and conditions is because our system, if you don't call and cancel, our system automatically assumes.
That just should have been upfront in my confirmation email, so it could have been addressed right then. Do you understand? That was not in what was sent to me for paying the $7 shipping or whatever.
So the
that is what I authorized, and so nothing more.
I understand, ma'am. Well, whether you may have noticed it in our terms and conditions or may have not, but that's what it happened. That's why it is the valid charge, ma'am. But let me see. See if I can do something else. See if I can help you out a little bit more. Trying to see. All right, so I'm only seeing the 75% refund. Is there something else? All right, well, there's a code inputter here. Well, unfortunately, ma'am, I can't seem to find any other, the 75% refund, apparently is the highest that I can personally go. I'm not seeing anything else higher than that, ma'am. For the $92.90.
Okay, is there another supervisor I can speak to?
Well, I can transfer you over to a supervisor. Give me one.
Absolutely, please, because this is not okay.
One more moment, ma'am, while I'm notating your account so I can let my supervisor know exactly what we discussed, what we talked about, so she's not repeating any more information that I've already repeated, ma'am.
That's fine.
can't be there. I wonder if there's more.
All right, ma'am. I've noted your account, and I'm transferring you over now. So I've all made sure that everything is correct. Yep. All right, ma'am. Well, I'm transferring you over to the supervisor now. Thank you for calling customer service. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thanks.
Thank you.